are. A nor'easter plows through the northeast. CBS News Boston reporter.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Millions of Americans across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast are getting slammed by snow today.
That's the sound of shoveling in New York City, which could see the most snow it has gotten in some 2 years. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
CBS NY made sure that the sites were clear so that people get to the
polls. This is happening the day before Valentine's Day. And Michael Devlin at the Frugal Flower in Sudbury, Massachusetts, says the snow is a...
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Nice, cold, blooded. Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Courtside at the Kohl Center, the Badgers back home and trying to get things right. They have dropped four in a row. They're now 16-8 overall, 8-5 in Big Ten play. But going for the regular season sweep of Ohio State, a team they bumped off in Columbus in January. Ohio State had been struggling. It had lost five in a row, eight of its last nine, before a double overtime win against Maryland this past weekend at Value City Arena. Chris Holtman's team 4-9 in league play, 14-10 overall. We're about 1 hour away from the opening tip. We'll hear from head coach Greg Gard. We'll also check in with sophomore guard Connor Essejian. But up next, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. He's coming up in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
The moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play, and laugh.
So
do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
This is the Badger pregame show as Wisconsin trying to get back on track tonight against Ohio State. Buckeyes coming off a double overtime win against Maryland on Saturday. Joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Jesse, I want to start with a question for you that I received yesterday in one of the radio hits that I do during the course of the week. As we look at this Wisconsin team right now, try to snap the skid, what's the most important thing that needs to happen in your eyes, in your mind, for this team to be able to get things turned around?
The easiest and most obvious thing to say is to make shots. That's very simplistic, but when they were winning earlier this season, they were one of the most efficient offensive teams in the country. Now, they're not a high possession team, but they were able to score as effectively as any team in the country. And one of the things Greg Gard talked about this week is when you don't do that, then some of the deficiencies that you had earlier in the season show up even more. So that's the obvious one. I think turnovers is something that really has to be fixed. And they've had 12 turnovers the last two games and only 7 assists. And that came on the heels of a game at Nebraska where they had 16 turnovers and 8 assists. At this high of a level, you're not going to win games when you have twice as many turnovers as you do assists. So to me, those are a couple of the key elements.
Yeah, I've been along the same lines. I know defensively they still want to get better. I don't know how good of a team they can be ultimately on that end of the floor. So I'm with you. I'm kind of like, fix what needs fixing on the offensive end. On the other hand, I try to look at this with a wide lens, and teams all across the country have hit walls. I mean, Kansas got boat raced last night, which, you know, they're a really good team. Now, Purdue has avoided it for the most part. UConn has avoided it. But these things, they tend to be almost unavoidable, don't they? I guess the key is, can you get out of it?
Yeah, that's something Greg talked about this week as well, is every team other than Purdue in the Big Ten has gone through these lulls. And so Wisconsin is not unique here. It's just that it's not coming at an ideal time as you get into February and the stretch run is approaching. But it's one of the things Greg has told this team is he knows what their ceiling is because they've demonstrated it earlier in the season. And I think they feel like they're not that far away from getting back to that. So that's why this Ohio State game to me is one of the most important games that they have in this little stretch here. Can you get back on the right foot? Because it's not going to be easy down the stretch. And they're still in a really good position in terms of what their Big Ten seeding could be and their NCAA tournament seeding could be.
Yeah, that's a key. We talked about that with Greg yesterday. Their body of work is still very good, even though they've slipped these last couple of weeks. They're still in a decent spot. One team that isn't, and it's been a bit of a surprise to me, is Ohio State. I know they had a tough year last year. They had their run in the Big Ten tournament. I look at their roster, and I see a fair amount of talent. You know, I guess I said the same thing about Michigan. Are you surprised that Ohio State has struggled as much as it has?
Well, yes. I mean, I would not have pegged Ohio State at this point of being next to last in the Big Ten, 14-10 overall and 4-9 in the league. But I think that this shows how tough it is to be a consistently high-level team in college basketball and speaks to the parity that's happened. So it's a cliche thing. It's something Greg talked about, too. You throw out the records when you get to this stage of the season because everybody has scouted each other so well. And they know each other. These guys have played each other in AAU. I mean, Tyler Wall talked about playing against Jameson Battle in AAU, which must have been 7 or 8 years ago at this point, sure, since Tyler's a fifth-year senior. So these guys all know each other. And even though Ohio State has not played particularly well, 0-6 in conference play on the road, that doesn't mean they're not capable of coming into the Kohl Center and getting a win.
Well, that was a game where Jameson Battle had a big first half against Wisconsin last month in Columbus, and then they pretty much shut him out. He didn't attempt a three in the second half, and that was one of those Max Klesman heaters that got going. But Thornton, their guard, it made some big plays in the double overtime win against Maryland. I mean, you mentioned Battle. There are other guys, but is Thornton maybe as big a key as anybody, you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things Wisconsin defensively has struggled with at times are guards who can do a lot of different things that are quick, that can get into the lane. And so, obviously, if you can kind of dictate the pace there against him, you're going to be in a much better spot. So that's intriguing to me. And on the flip side, Matt, I think this is a really important game for Chucky Hepburn or for Wisconsin, because he hasn't necessarily been consistent offensively, only took 4 shots in the game against Rutgers. But if he can dictate things, then that puts Wisconsin in a really good spot.
All right. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll visit with Connor Asijan as our Badger free game show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Our pregame coverage continues. Time for our Badger Spotlight as we visit with sophomore guard Connor Esegin, who obviously went through a difficult beginning of the year. A hard landing on the floor aggravated a back issue, and he's been playing catch-up ever since. But he is catching up. Greg Gard encouraged by what he is seeing in practices and the conditioning in the weight room, and he's coming off a 15-point outing on Saturday in what was otherwise a tough day for the Badgers at Rutgers. Connor's hoping that difficult start can make way to a great stretch drive and finish to the season.
Going through that is never fun. I mean, I personally haven't had many injuries of any much at all. Knock on wood. I'll make sure to knock on the court right after this. But they haven't really, you know, set me back too far. And so that was something new to me. And especially first game of the season, I'd worked extremely hard in the off season to become a better player, to help this team out, and for it to be taken and set me back. I mean, really, it was in my first couple minutes being in. It was different. It was different. It was really challenging. I mean, mentally, you know, physically. But what it did, too, was also help me lock in and better myself.
Was there a time, I don't know if anybody's 100% right now when you get to this point of the year, but when did you feel like, okay, I'm pretty close now. I feel like I can do the things on the floor that I need to do. I would imagine that took a little while, didn't it?
Yeah, with a back, it's never easy to come back quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, no pun intended.
I got you.
I mean, it's different because every little movement, every little something, you find a new way that it gets irritated. So it did take a while. I would say probably it was around the Nebraska game. Here at home was kind of when I started to feel a little bit, you know, mostly back to 100%.
Yeah, knocking down some shots in that game, yep. Too. It's pretty obvious, particularly as we sit here in the Kohl Center, when you guys play home games and you check in, there's a buzz in here. Like, people are excited to see you on the floor. I know you're locked in and all that stuff, You can't help but notice that, though, can you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you can't. That can't go unnoticed. Right. It is something that, you know, I'm extremely blessed and thankful for, that the fan base and the community here embraces me and supports me so much. Part of that's because I've tried to make an effort to take in the Badger community as soon as I stepped foot on campus. But I mean, it's just me being, you know, myself as well. I want to do, you know, as much as I can for this program to help us win and get it done. And so the energy that gets created, you know, when I come in is a great feeling. And I feel like that also really just helps, you know, the team. It gives an extra boost.
We talked, you said taking it all in here. I think we talked about that before the first game, that you like to be a college student, oddly enough. Like, people forget that, like, you guys are still college students and you like to go to volleyball and you like that's important to you, isn't it?
Yeah, I've always been someone that's super had a good time, enjoys being around, you know, people I'm friends with, going to support, you know, other athletes, you know, people that I have relationships with. And to be able to go and support, you know, other sports and just kind of enjoy the life here in Madison at Wisconsin, it really doesn't get any better than what's here in Madison. And, you know, to be able to have so many different options, to be able to enjoy, you know, life with my brothers and my teammates, you know, friends, you know, everybody. I mean, it's special and important to me to be able to grow those relationships and enjoy life outside of basketball and not really just focus completely on what's on the court.
Outside looking in, you seem like a great teammate, because it's been like everybody wants to play 30 minutes. And last year you were, as the season went along, if it's 7 or 8, 10 to 15, you're excited as long as your team wins. I mean, there's enough social media clips of the guys in the locker room and you're jumping on guys, you're excited. That's important, right? I mean, if you score 12, 15 points or 2 or 3, as long as the Badgers win, Connor Seajan's a pretty happy dude, right?
Yeah, I've grown up, you know, my parents raised me, you know, the right way to put people and serve others before myself. And I mean, I really am all about the team. It's something that I've grown up on. My coaches have always held me accountable to be that way growing up. And like I said earlier, I mean, these are my brothers. There's really no one I could be more excited for to do well and succeed than these guys on this team. And when someone does something well, I mean, I would want the same thing back for me. You know, me putting in everything I got for this team. I know what the guys do for this team. And so to support, you know, my brothers and my teammates, you know, to the max effort that I can is something that I value extremely well.
That's one of the favorite parts of a gig even that I have is watching, because you've used the term brothers a lot here. The camaraderie when you're going through the ups and downs of a season, the bumps and bruises that everybody has, the fact that you guys all seem to genuinely get along, doesn't mean there's not a spat now and then. That's how it works with family. But the fact you guys get along so well, that's got to be huge as you navigate this schedule, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we really are a family, and for us to be able to be so collected and together, losing 4 straight, you know, any other team that isn't as close as we are will fall apart. And we know we know what we got, and because we're so close, we're able to help pick each other up. When I was hurt, when I was going, you know, through a rough time earlier in the year, every single guy on the team had my back. Everyone was talking to me, everyone was telling me to stay with it, keep doing what I'm doing. And so that commodity that we have as a team is extremely huge for what we've done so far and what our future will be.
That's sophomore guard Connor Seajan, and that is tonight's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. The Notebook is up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
It's got...
Okay. And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
And coverage continues, Wisconsin and Ohio State tonight here at the Kohl Center. Time now for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. Time to, you always wish we had more time for this, but we need to devote at least a few minutes, a little salute to some pioneers, right, for Wisconsin basketball.
Yeah, given that it's Black History Month on this campus and beyond, it's fitting to I think, use this segment to learn a little bit about some of the Black trailblazers that have helped provide opportunities for future generations. And so I want to run through a couple dates, names, and then a story or two also. So in 1875, the first Black student graduated from UW. 1875, a long, long time ago. That's William Nolan. It was 25 years later that the athletic department had their first Black athletes, and that was Julian Ware and Adelbert Matthews on the baseball program. Now, if we fast forward to the basketball side of things, Jim Biggs and Ivan Jefferson were the first Black members of the UW basketball team in the 1957-58 team. And a very notable story about those two, other than just kind of being trailblazers and breaking barriers, during their second year on Wisconsin's first road trip, the winter of 1958, Biggs and Jefferson, they suffered the indignity of not being allowed to stay at the same hotel with their teammates prior to a game against Rice University in Houston. They were instead banished to an all-Black campus at Texas Southern. So the squad comes back to Madison after that game, and the trip's Jim Crow accommodations caused an uproar back on campus, and soon after, the athletic board adopted a resolution requiring that all road games for Wisconsin teams be played in cities where the entire team could stay under one roof. And that explains why the men's basketball team didn't play a game in the South until 1963, five seasons later, as some of those laws became repealed. Another pioneer, another trailblazer that Wisconsin is a big part of history is Bill Cofield, who in 1976 was hired and became the first Black head coach in Big Ten basketball history. Interestingly, that same summer, Edwina Qualls was hired to coach Wisconsin women's basketball team, becoming the first Black head coach in women's basketball in the Big Ten also. So coincidental, but also kind of neat for Wisconsin. And so Cofield had the distinction of many things, and there was a he passed away in 1983 from pancreatic cancer at the age of just 43 years old. And the Big Ten Network did a great documentary on Bill Cofield called The Big Story. They've got great interviews with Wesley Matthews and Brad Sellers, Bill Cofield's family. Bo Ryan was a part of that. And there were many, many great quotes from it. I mean, Mike DeCourcy said that Bill Cofield's story is one of the most important hidden stories in college basketball history. And Bo Ryan said, "My whole coaching profession from that time on was to prove him right, that his belief in me was warranted, because he hired him from a small school."
That's one of the things that Bo, I mean, we know about the wins, the Big Ten championships, the Final Fours, but when he came back here as a head coach, one of the first names he mentioned, and mentioned him a lot over the years, was Bill Cofield, how much he owes him for, you know, being here to begin with on the staff, and then obviously ultimately leading to becoming one of the greatest coaches ever, Coach Ryan. But give Bo a lot of credit for that, because it's easy, you know, when as generations, when you turn over, for guys to be forgotten. Bo Ryan made sure that Bill Cofield will never be forgotten.
And I think it goes back to, you always remember the one that gave you a chance.
Yes.
Because all of us need it. And no matter what we do, whether it's basketball, life, whatever, you always remember that person that said, "Nope, you're good enough. I want you to become part of what we're building and give you that first opportunity."
And his teams didn't experience a ton of success, but in watching that documentary and hearing what people said about him, his impact had a lot more to do than wins and losses. And he had some great players that came through Madison during that stretch.
Yeah, and without a doubt. So it's just something we could spend much more time on. Time constraints don't allow for that right now. Transitioning, Patrick, to basketball, big story in Yahoo Sports today. Brent Yormark, commissioner of the Big 12. It sounds like I don't know how much the wheels are really turning, but at least speculation increasing about the NCAA tournament, maybe at some point expanding.
Yeah, this is kind of a hot button topic with a lot of people. People
yes,
have polarizing opinions on this, and this is something that's been bubbling for a little while. This isn't brand new today, but it was newsworthy again today because just recently, on January 25th, the commissioners of the SEC, Big 10, ACC, Big 12, and even the Pac-12, which is going away, they opened dialogue. They met in Washington, D.C., and they talked a little bit about their desires and their interests in exploring what expansion of the tournament would look like. And then, again, just recently on February 5th, the CFP Management Committee met in Dallas, and there were talks about what's the future of the CFP, the College Football Playoff. It's going to 12, we know. Is it going to go more than that down the road? And then related, is the NCAA tournament going to expand? A couple things to note on this before we get Brian Butch's opinion. I bet he has one.
No.
Right now, men's college basketball, 68 teams make the NCAA tournament. That's 68 out of 362 teams. So 19% could qualify for this tournament. If you add in the NIT, 100 of 362 make the postseason, about 27%. Football, 12 out of 133 make the CFP moving forward. That's 9%. But if you throw in bowl games, 82 out of 133 teams make the postseason. That's 62%. That's an argument for expanding it football gives so many more opportunities. Brian, what do you think?
Yeah, before you add that, bowl games that aren't in the playoff, those are one more games. It's not a championship chase. So I'll exclude, with all due respect, the ReliaQuest Bowl because there was not a championship chase. Anyway, Butchie, the floor is yours.
So all the coaches, Coach Guard, Joe, Reeve, Dean, all of them are going to be mad at me for saying this, but do not touch this. Now, I get it as a coach. You want to say you play in the tournament, but there's not the teams that were put in at bubble teams. They're not good basketball teams anyways. Right now, Nebraska is in the field. They can only play well at home. They're not good on the road, period. Like, you're going to add more teams that aren't good into a tournament? We're having a hard time filling 68 slots of good teams.
So the question becomes, if you do change and amend the 68 field bracket the way it is right now, what would it look like? One model is to expand it, let more teams in, put it to 88 teams or 100 teams or 500, whatever you want to do. Another one is re-examine how the automatic qualifiers comes about. And that could be a two, saying some of these small conferences, sorry, you don't get the AQ. We want to bring the eighth team from the Big Ten instead.
Wheels are turning.
That's horrible. That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
We'll pick it up another time. That's Patrick Herb, stir of topics. Uh-huh. And that is tonight's Badger Notebook. More of our pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Gear up for your winter adventures with Gates Sportline Recreational Belts. The belts specifically designed for snowmobiles, RVs, and all-terrain vehicles. Gates Power Sports Belts are built for the cold. So stop by your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store today and ask our expert staff to help you. Choose top-quality Gates Power Sports Belts and conquer the cold this winter. Only from your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts stores. And thank you for shopping locally. Service is the difference. We get it.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Cole Center in Madison and back home for the Wisconsin Badgers, trying to snap what is a four-game losing skid, taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes, a team they knocked off on January 10th in Columbus. A great finishing kick for Greg Gard's team on that night en route to a 71-60 victory over the Buckeyes. We're a half an hour away from the opening tip. We'll check in with the Badgers head coach, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot around.
Pre-game coverage continues back at the Kohl Center, joined by head coach Greg Gard. Greg, you have said more than 1,000 times, can't get too high, can't get too low. Talking to a couple of your players yesterday, they're listening. You know, Nolan Winter, Connor Assisian, upbeat, talking about the good work days in preparation.
it's good to know, right? Because your guys, when they're rolling, they didn't think they were on top of the world necessarily. And right now, it's like you just keep going to work.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long season. You know you're going to go through skids. You hope that you don't have four in a row. You know, you'd like to have it be one, if that. But, you know, we're not the only ones going through it around the country. So you just learn from what didn't go well, learn from what did go well. Piece it back together, work on areas that we have to continue to get better. And you have a short turnaround, so you can't sit and feel sorry for yourself. You have to get ready for the next game. And, I've always said our players are way more resilient and bounce back probably better than us adults do. You know, we lament over it and fret over it, and they're like the next day, well, all right, here we go. We're back to work. And we've had two good days of really competitive, you know, juices were flowing and, you know, some good things. So now you got to go. We got to keep moving forward, and that starts tonight.
I know one thing we didn't mention yesterday, and it gets lost in the shuffle because you talk about where you guys want to get better. But that Rutgers game, as tough of a day as it was, you get within 10 with the ball, and it's like you're one shot away. That's how basketball works, right? If you knock down another shot, then all of a sudden they might get a little bit shaky there, but I guess that's just the fine line that you always talk about.
It is. You know, I thought, you know, we had a bad first half in terms of taking care of the ball, and you're still only down 9, should have been 7 if we handled the last play better, but you have 11 of your 12 turnovers in the first half. So that obviously is not how we need to play and have played, so you've got to handle that onslaught early and respond to that better and not put yourself in that position. But yeah, I mean, we had chance. We kept chipping away and we need to knock down some shots. You know, I think it sounds very simple, and it quite frankly is. You know, we've got to shoot the three a little better, knock some more down, take better care of the ball. But it's been the Nebraska turnovers, the volume in the first half really against Rutgers that have gotten us in trouble in those two games. So we got to put a full 40 minutes of taking care of the ball together.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about tonight's game, Wisconsin at Ohio State. Our pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Sean Cleary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay. Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clearybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Cleary out.
Monday. You're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
We continue with head coach Greg Gard. We touched on it before the Rutgers game, too. Not having, you know, with John Blackwell still, you know, recovering, Kamari still recovering. It hurts, right? You got Bruce Thornton here today, who's a bulldog. I mean, that's a tough deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the nature. You know, we're not the only team that's got guys hurt across the country, and it's another opportunity for somebody else. So the guys that are playing got to give a little bit more. And the guys that maybe are stepping next in line behind John and Kamari got to give us, you know, it's their opportunity to help us. So, and it's, sometimes it's positionally switching some things around and playing guys in different positions to cover for that. But, you know, I think they've handled it. You know, the guys that are on the mend are doing all they can to try to get back. And the guys that have this opportunity, you know, everybody wants to play. And I've always said, stay ready so you don't have to get ready, and here's the opportunity that you better be ready for.
Yeah, as you get ready for Ohio State, I mentioned Bruce Thornton. They were struggling, but got a big double overtime win at home. They had a tough start, overcame it. I mentioned Thornton. Who else really popped as you looked at the video?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Roddy Gale has done, you know, the backcourt, the trio, Battle, Gale, and you mentioned Bruce Thornton. I think those have been, obviously, you look at the stat sheet, it doesn't take long to figure that out, but you know, the job guys did inside, Akpara, Zed Key had a great play at the end of the game to jump wall on Young. And so it was it's been a team effort. I know they've been close in a lot of games. They had a pretty big lead against Indiana a week ago. And, that one, Indiana made a comeback on them. So they've been extremely competitive. We know they're really talented. So it's a matter of every team goes through, for the most part, as we've talked about, mm-hmm. probably other than Purdue in our league, has stubbed their toe a few times, and you've got to keep pushing forward and bust your way out of it.
Yeah, we saw Kansas lose by 29 on the road last night. We know how good they are. But you mentioned the comebacks. I mean, that is becoming, it's almost a regular thing. I don't know if it's above the norm. We've talked about it with the three-point shot and all that stuff, but I guess that's just the latest step in the latest example of the parity.
Yeah, I think that's where you really boil down to the parity. You know, the leads probably aren't as, you know, that team that gets a lead isn't that much better than the team that comes back. You know, it's across college basketball, it's pretty even. There's no clear cut. I mean, maybe you look at Purdue or UConn. I mean, we'll see as we go over the next, you know, 8 weeks if that all holds true. But I think there's so much parity, and we saw that. You mentioned Kansas and Texas Tech last night. There's other games going on right now where you look at the score going, oh, how's that going on? How's that happening? Mm-hmm. So it's the world we're in. It's the parity, and you just, try to make sure that's why you focus so much just on the day that you have, the practice you have, our game tonight, because, you know, it can bounce in really funny ways sometimes.
No doubt. That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. We'll look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Coverage continues for the Kohl Center, Wisconsin at Ohio State tonight. Let's take a quick look around the Big Ten. Brought to you by the Big Ten Network. Well, Michigan on the road. That means no Doug McDaniel. I'm not sure he would have helped them tonight. About 6 minutes left in Champaign. Illinois 88, Michigan
51. And among other things, Brian Butch, this will keep Illinois in second, about to improve to 9-4. So the Badgers need to win for a lot of reasons here, but try to keep the heat on Illinois in the conference standings. And that's what makes last week sting, right? I mean, I know it was Ann Arbor and Doug McDaniel was playing, but now if you're Wisconsin, you got to find a way to work through all of that.
Exactly. You got to get back to yourself. And I think that's the most important thing when you look at it. Against Michigan, you weren't yourself. Rutgers, it was early on, and then at times you kind of found a way to try to work yourself back. It wasn't a good week. There's no simple way of putting it. It wasn't. Guess what? It's a new week. Mm-hmm. And it's time to get right. It's time to go about what you need to do, and it's worrying about you first. And I think that's the biggest thing, because you've seen that each team is going to have a stretch like this, like the Badgers had last week. We've seen teams do that already. Now how do you respond?
Michigan State tomorrow will be at Penn State. Iowa, big home comeback win against Minnesota this past weekend on the road to College Park to take on Maryland. So you got Purdue at 11-2, getting a little separation. Illinois about to go to 9-4. Wisconsin and Northwestern sitting at 8-5. Michigan State kind of lurking, battling to get into that top four. They're 7-6. That Minnesota loss, that stung. They're now 6-6. They look like they're about to get a road win. Dawson Garcia missed most of the second half. And that was huge.
It was, and that's really where it turned. But even if you've got a 20-point lead,
yep.
You can't let it go in Big Ten play. Even if you do have an injury, you got to find a different way. You find ways to win. They didn't, and like you said, it stings. It really does for them.
And we're seeing this on a fairly regular basis, it seems. Big leads dissipating, and we know what happened to Wisconsin and Lincoln. Ohio State on the home floor, big lead against Indiana. The Hoosiers rallied, so no lead safe in college basketball. I was going to say, same story, different year, but it seems to be happening a little more frequently here this season. When we continue, we'll give you the keys to tonight's game here at the Kohl Center. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Your nationally ranked Wisconsin men's basketball team is gearing up to face Big Ten opponents in Madison, and we need you to help bring the energy to the Kohl Center. Secure your tickets now, as inventory is limited. For more information and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
For
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
A Badgers pregame coverage continues, Wisconsin and Ohio State here tonight at the Kohl's Center. Time now for Butchie's Keys to the Game.
First thing I want to say before the keys, though, last road trip, no cookies. Michigan, no cookies. Rutgers, no cookies. I had cookies. I did my part.
You had cookies. You had something else. What's in the interview
room? Oh, king cake. Oh, yeah, a little king cake. So I had cookies. I did my part, okay?
So you're sugared up is
I'm
what you're
sugared up.
Okay.
I'm ready to go.
Oh, that's good to know.
So we're good there. As far as this game for the players, what they have to do, I can tell you everything about Ohio State. I can say, hey, guard the three-point line, rebound the ball. Their guard play is really well. Bruce Thornton has played fantastic, coming off a 24-point game against Maryland. None of that matters. Not tonight. You got to worry about you. You've got to not turn over the ball. Get quality shots. And most importantly, get the ball inside. It's an area of concern and weakness for Ohio State. You've got to score the ball in the paint. And ultimately, take care of you first. Scout report, all that, you follow it. But you don't worry about what the other team could do. After losing as many as you have, you worry about taking care of your business first.
Greg Gard has talked a lot about, he's reminding his team, I think as a coach sometimes you have to take different approaches, that you guys know how good you can be. Get back to that, because what we have seen lately is not who they have been the overwhelming majority of the season.
And I think that's the same message when you talk about the keys. Worry about what you can control. Yep. Don't worry about all the other outside noise, what Ohio State does. Well, no, you do what you do best. They can't beat you.
Yep, you are better than they are, so go prove it here on the home floor tonight. Those are your keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Tonight's UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you, as Wisconsin will once again be without John Blackwell tonight, as he did not play Saturday against Rutgers. Limited minutes against Michigan. Got banged up late in the game against Purdue. Kamari McGee continues to be on the mend as well. And I should also mention a couple other guys are not going to be dressing here tonight. Like valuable guys on the scout team, Isaac Gard and Luke Hurdle. They were both banged up a little bit in practice the day before the Rutgers game. That is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Chris Holtman's Buckeyes. Holtman in his seventh year in Columbus, a record of 137-85. His starting five will be made up of Jamison Battles, 6'7", fifth-year senior at Robbinsdale, Minnesota. The last 2 years he had been at Minnesota. His first 2 years collegiately were at George Washington, a Battle averaging 14 points, about 5.5 rebounds a game. Felix Akpara, 6'11", sophomore from Nigeria. 6.5 points, nearly 7 rebounds, about 2.5
1.5 block shots per game. Evan Mahaffey, the Penn State transfer, Cincinnati, Ohio native, 6'6 sophomore, about 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds a game. Roddy Gale, 6'4 sophomore from Niagara Falls, New York, at 14 points, 4.5 rebounds, better than 3 assists per game. And Bruce Thornton coming off a 24-point outing on Saturday against Maryland, 6'2 sophomore out of Fairburn, Georgia, at nearly 16 points, 3.3 rebounds, better than 2 assists per game. His assist-to-turnover ratio better than 4-1 coming into tonight's matchup. Greg guards Badgers, same five as usual. Tyler Wall at 11.5 points, 6 rebounds. Stephen Crowell, nearly 11 points, better than 7.5 rebounds, and better than 2 assists per game. A.J. Storr at 16.5 points per game, 14 against Rutgers on Saturday. Max Klesman, foul trouble, limited his time against the Scarlet Knights, averaging about 10 points a game. And Chucky Hepburn will round out the starting five, 8 points, 3 boards, and 3.7 assists per game. Ohio State leads the series through the years, but the Badgers have won 9 of the last 14, including the win in Columbus on January 10th, 71-60. Those are your starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. It's the Badgers and the Buckeyes here at the Kohl's Center. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer, so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
Hey you, yes you, have you been to Kohl's lately? Because if not, you are seriously missing out. I just went and they have amazing clearance deals going on. I'm talking thousands of new markdowns added. So you can save up to 70% on everything from fleece sweats, cute sweaters, comfy PJs, and more. So take it from me, run to Kohl's before you miss out. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Klesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Snaps off a three, right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim. Slam dunk.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger Basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good evening from the Kohl Center in Madison, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball, back on the home floor for Greg Gard's Badgers, looking for Big Ten win number 9 and overall win number 17, taking on Chris Holtman and the Ohio State Buckeyes. They come to town 14-10 overall, 4-9 in Big Ten play. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
All right, Badgers and the Buckeyes tonight here at the Kohl Center. And Butch, you've alluded to it already about the Badgers.